He'll be the first one laid to rest. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The first of the four University of Idaho students found dead in a home 8 days ago.
20-year-old Ethan Chapin was one of the victims stabbed to death in the quadruple murder case that has left the Moscow community in disbelief.
Fox's Brooke Sigmund. Chapin's funeral will be in Washington State today, where he is from.
1 week into the investigation, and authorities are still searching for answers. Moscow's police chief says the department has no suspect, no murder weapon, and no clear motive.
In Colorado Springs, police are still investigating Saturday night shooting at an LGBTQ bar that left five people dead, at least 25 injured, as a possible hate crime.
This has been an area of concern in our country for years. We saw the terrible, terrible incident in Orlando, and to the extent that that was the motive here, it's despicable. This is a horrible crime, regardless of the motive.
Mayor John Suthers referencing the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting in Florida that left 50 people dead. This rampage might have been worse if people in the club didn't stop and injure the gunman in Colorado Springs, holding him for police. A disaster in Indonesia. The earth quaked, killing at least 56 people, injuring hundreds more.
Rescue teams are searching through rubble and emergency workers are treating patients on stretchers in hospital parking lots. The 5.6 magnitude quake caused high rises to sway in the capital, Jakarta. Across the Cianjur region, the tremors were strong enough to collapse brick houses.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. A new U.S. space capsule flew within 80 miles of the moon this morning in an unmanned test mission.
Standing on the shoulders of the giants of the Apollo generation, Orion now carries forward the torch of the Artemis generation.
NASA TV's Sandra Jones. The plan is to land astronauts on the moon again in future missions. Disney stock is surging in pre-market trading now that Bob Iger has returned as CEO. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
He's the first president to celebrate his 80th birthday while still in office. And the day after he did that, President Biden will hit the road.
The president and first lady are headed to Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point in North Carolina for a Friendsgiving dinner with service members. The White House says this is part of the Joining Forces initiative. A White House webpage dedicated to this initiative says after in-person and virtual learning sessions with troops and others, they're focused on healthcare, education, and employment. The White House says 22% of military spouses are unemployed due to things like frequent moving and child care issues. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Now, before he leaves the White House today, the president will take part in a couple hours in a tradition that dates back decades, pardoning two turkeys before Thanksgiving. One's named Chocolate, the other Chip. Here's something else the president did.
President Joe Biden has okayed a request for federal emergency assistance from New York Governor Kathy Hochul, which frees up aid to help the 11 hard-hit counties recover from the weekend's severe winter storm. The snowstorm brought potentially record-setting snow totals to some areas. The Buffalo suburb of Orchard Park had recorded 77 inches by Saturday morning. That's where the Buffalo Bills play. And the snow forced the relocation of Sunday's NFL game between the Bills and Cleveland Browns to Detroit. Many businesses remain closed, and while travel bans have been lifted in some areas, they remain in effect for parts of Buffalo and surrounding areas. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Now, the Bills won that game in Detroit last night, a thriller in L.A. after that.
Kelce alone on the right, coming across to the left.
Travis Kelce scored in the final minute, leading the Kansas City Chiefs past the Chargers 30-27 on NBC. Earlier in the day, the New England Patriots beat the New York Jets 10-3 on a punt return in the closing seconds. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.